Governor Scott Walker is blaming a huge change to the University of Wisconsin System's mission on a simple miscommunication with his budget staff. And he says the Wisconsin idea will remain intact. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will talk with a guest this hour who broke the original story, who discovered that the university's mission statement had been amended in Governor Walker's proposed budget. We'll also discuss some ongoing developments, including revelations that the Walker administration sought removal of the Wisconsin idea. And we'll welcome your reactions to this story. What do you make of this controversy? Do you accept Governor Walker's explanation that the changes were a result of a miscommunication? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Mary Batari. She is the deputy director at the Center for Media and Democracy, which first reported these major changes to the University of Wisconsin System's mission statement. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So the budget proposal is, what, 1,800-some pages long. How did you find this paragraph about the Wisconsin idea?
Well, we benefited from being a little bit slow on the story of the governor's budget cuts, $300 million in budget cuts to the university system. We actually didn't get a chance to write about the story until after he introduced his budget. So it was natural to start with the budget bill and looking at his budget. And I was quite shocked to see this entire paragraph struck out of the UW mission statement, because a budget bill, you know, frankly, is supposed to be columns of numbers. It's supposed to be about budgetary issues, not about rewriting legislation.
Can you, we've posted the paragraph on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, but can you tell us a little bit, describe, you know, what he was removing from the mission?
Well, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio, I learned about the Wisconsin idea on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you know that it's generally perceived as serving the public and it's improving the human condition and the search for truth. And the budget bill literally strikes those provisions from the mission of the university. It literally strikes the phrase, basic to every purpose of the system is the search for truth. And it was just sort of, you know, my eyes popped when I saw that. And they inserted instead that the purpose of the university is to meet the state's workforce needs. And so that paragraph, that screenshot that we stuck up on our website, prwatch.org, on the morning of the 4th, is sort of like the screenshot that rocketed around the state.
Yeah, I mean, it and the headline being that the governor seeks to remove truth from the mission, seeking the truth from the mission of the University of Wisconsin. The uproar was pretty much immediate. I mean, the Wisconsin idea is core to the mission of the University of Wisconsin. Let's go through what Governor Walker said. I didn't mean to do that. He first blamed the changes on a drafting error and implied that UW system officials failed to catch them at first. Now, here is Governor Walker in Oconomowoc on Wednesday after being confronted by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist Dan Bice.
That was language that they went through, looked at, somehow overlooked. So for us, we have no problem putting that in. Our focus is on creating authority that gives them full flexibility, not on changing the mission.
So he said he had no problem with putting the Wisconsin idea back in the budget. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, you know, this isn't a very important budget for Scott Walker. This is the budget that he's taking onto the national stage. It is chock full of ideological statements. It expands vouchers in the state. It, you know, hits at Common Core. It has all sorts of ideological statements in it. And, you know, scratching out the public interest obligation of the university fits right in with the governor's core philosophy here. It's not something that struck me as odd or unusual. It fits right in with his core philosophy. It's just hard to buy it. He's changed his story so many times now. He first stood by it in an interview in De Pere. Then he claimed drafting error. Then after the papers released multiple drafts and edits of the document, then he finally said, well, it was a mistake by my staff. So he's definitely backpedaling on this. But from my perspective, it was a clear ideological attack.
Yeah, yesterday it was reported that the documents showed that the Walker administration had insisted to UW officials on the changes and that they were not up for debate. Governor Walker blamed a miscommunication with his budget staff. Here he is yesterday in Watertown downplaying the matter. Now, the audio quality on this clip isn't all that great, so you'll have to listen closely.
The only discussions I had about anything related to the mission was about potentially adding something about career and workforce development. I'm saying in the discussions back and forth in terms of the drafting, not with the drafting attorneys, but in terms of the people on the staff and the budget staff and our staff looking at issues, there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of discussion. And finally, we got to a point where it was getting close to needing to wrap things up, where my office directed the budget team to say to UW that this is it. This is the last changes we're going to make. We were really looking at other issues. It wasn't about this. And my understanding is, I didn't know about it till last night, but that's the point when they raised the concern that one of the drafts, when they narrowed the focus, they included the removal of this language.
So does that explanation make sense to you?
You know, I worked in legislature myself, and when the chancellor of the university tells me we object strongly to this language to the chief of staff, and we're going to kick up a fuss about this language, that's the time when I go check in with my boss and say, are we sure we want to stand by this language? So it just doesn't ring true. Another piece of the editing that hasn't gotten as much attention because it's not in that paragraph is they crossed out a sentence that says the legislature finds that it's in the public interest to provide this type of university. They crossed that out, and instead they wrote in that it's a constitutional obligation to educate people. And so this seems like extremely deliberate editing, and not only is it sort of fit within his general philosophy, but it sort of fits within his established MO on these issues. It was a sort of sneak attack in the budget. He didn't talk about it in his budget address the night before, just like when he campaigned in 2010. He never disclosed to voters that he was going to be upending the entire collective bargaining system in the state and taking other dramatic actions. So from my perspective, it fits well in with the governor's sort of track record on these issues.
Yeah, his office also put out a long statement yesterday. Among other things, he said, quote, clearly changing the Wisconsin idea serves no purpose. That is why I made it clear on Wednesday that we would not change it in the budget. It was not a change of heart. So do you think people are going to accept that, or did he suffer some political damage here?
Well, it's for sure, as he's surging in New Hampshire, this is not the thing he wants to be talking about. So he's scrambling. He sort of bumbled this issue, and he's scrambling to fix it. All the while, a really important story is getting lost in all this, and that is that the state is facing a $2.2 billion budget deficit, that the $300 million that he's hitting the university with is on top of $150 million last time around. And these are devastating, deep cuts at a time when the states surrounding us are investing in public universities. So from our perspective, the governor's failed policies are falling really hard on the university system, and that's going to hurt mostly, the students themselves, and especially students in rural areas of Wisconsin, the type of people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio.
In just a minute before our first news break, do you think there's any problem if indeed the governor just wanted to add the line, meet the state's workforce needs, to the mission statement?
Well, somebody did a very funny Tumblr this week showing what Scott Walker's edits would be to other historic documents, like the Magna Carta and the Bible and all these kinds of things, and striking out the lofty goals of democracy and improving the human condition and inserting, you know, to be a chattel to the workforce. So I think it is a bit of a problem. That is not the sole purpose of a university, as any university professor or student would tell you.
We are talking with Mary Batari. She is the deputy director at the Center for Media and Democracy, which first reported the significant changes to the University of Wisconsin System's mission statement in Governor Walker's proposed state budget. What do you think of all this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news and then we'll take your calls. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Governor Walker said yesterday he never intended to dramatically rewrite the University of Wisconsin System's mission statement, even as a December email showed his administration clearly ordered that it drop a guiding principle known as the Wisconsin Idea. Governor Walker's called it a mistake someone made to assume that his desire to add career readiness to the mission statement meant to also drop references to public service and seeking the truth. Wisconsin Public Radio, by the way, is a service of the Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension. I am an employee of the University of Wisconsin Extension, and the University of Wisconsin Extension is the Wisconsin Idea in action. We seek to extend the boundaries of the university to the boundaries of the state and beyond to reach people in their homes, and to we are. Part of our mission is to seek the truth. So this Wisconsin Idea has been a part of the university's mission for a very long time, more than 100 years, and it caused an uproar when it was discovered that there was this action in the proposed state budget dropping the Wisconsin Idea. It sparked an immediate and intense backlash when it was noticed on Wednesday in the budget. And our guest, she noticed it. Mary Batari is the deputy director at the Center for Media and Democracy. And we welcome your questions for her. We welcome any thoughts you have about this uproar, this controversy. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Rick in Grafton is with us. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Joy. I just want to make a quick comment that you have always been fair through the years that I listen to you. I'm usually the opposite of most of your guests. I am Republican. My comment on this, though, the words aside, I've got a daughter in college, and as everyone knows, it's extremely expensive. She's got friends that have got a degree that cannot get a job. I believe in seeking truth, but I think the focus needs to be right now on getting careers for these kids coming up. And that's the big thing. So maybe there can be a middle of the ground, both seeking truth ideas, but also making sure that what we're teaching these kids are going to get them employable when they're out. And that is my biggest thing, because I'm also a manager, and I can't tell you how many people are in the job. I'm in the IT field, that their degree was in history, it was in English, et cetera. So we need to focus also on making sure that the people in Wisconsin are employable. So that's just my comment.
Thank you for calling and sharing that. So, Mary, from your perspective, would that be such a big deal to seek the truth and make sure the kids are employable?
I completely agree with the caller. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I'm worried about her future, too. And so that's why I'm very worried about $300 million in cuts falling heavily on the university and heavily on the students. You know, this comes in the context of, four years of Walker's sort of austerity policies, which have been tax cuts for the rich and slashing of all programs public for everyone else. And those austerity policies have failed around the globe. They've failed in Wisconsin. We're 32nd in new job creation in the nation, 32nd. We're, like, way down at the bottom of the heap. And neighboring states that have gone in opposite direction, Minnesota, which has boosted taxes a little bit, is now enjoying a surplus, and it's investing in its universities. And so are Indiana, Ohio, and other states are investing in their universities. So I think the caller and I would agree that we best prepare our kids when we invest in universities and public institutions.
Any comment on the governor yesterday saying that he was open to, I guess, less drastic cuts for the university system, and he was waiting to see what legislators might do?
Well, that's very good news for the UW system, and I hope everybody who's a UW grad who is offended by this attack on the Wisconsin idea will get right on that, because these are really steep cuts, and he leaves them with no option by freezing tuition as well. And so I think the governor or one of his aides likened this to Act 10 for the university, and they sort of talked about it proudly, that they're putting them in a vice and not giving them a lot of options, just like they did on the collective bargaining issue. But it's not really something to be proud of. It is a result of 4 years of failed policies that have our economy still staggering here.
Any comment on UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank in the news yesterday saying that they lost a possible star faculty member who was considering a job at UW-Madison, but this all blew up this week and said he might go somewhere else or will go somewhere else. And she's afraid that these cuts in the atmosphere are going to mean that the UW-Madison will be losing faculty and not be able to recruit new faculty.
Well, I think we're going to see more of that. We have some stars at the UW, and by the way, those stars draw in their own funding. They draw in federal funding and all sorts of funding, even international funding to the university. And yet they can't operate in departments that are unstable, where people are fearing cuts and layoffs and those kinds of things. People are going to be poached. You know, the University of Minnesota is going to say, bring yourself and five of your top people over here and start that laboratory of innovation or whatever it is that they're working on. So I think we'll see more of that.
Let's go to Kay in Colfax now. Hello, Kay.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. And thank you, Mary, for doing your work. Just a quick statement here. If Governor Walker meant to make that change and is now lying, or if he did not realize mistakes were made, please consider how that speaks to his potential as a president. And just imagine him working on the international field. Mistakes were made. Communication. I mean, when you're dealing with people's lives in other continents, the thought of him being governor makes me ill. The thought of him being president terrifies me. And that's it. Thank you again for all the work you've done.
What do you think this might do to his presidential aspirations, Mary?
Well, I think one thing that was interesting the caller said is that, I mean, this governor has been one of the most scrutinized governors in Wisconsin history. I mean, he's been involved in two criminal investigations, these John Doe investigations into his basically campaigning activities of his staff the first time around, and the second time around, campaigning activities involving outside big money groups. Because of those investigations, we've seen tons of Scott Walker's emails, and we've learned something about him, which is that he's a complete micromanager. He's very on top of things, and his staff reports in if they're doing something that might be considered controversial. So I find it very hard to believe that as he's prepping a budget, that he's going to take on the national stage and campaign on the national stage that this was an accident.
Stephen Chippewa Falls says, I don't think this was intentional, but it shows a lapse in judgment if he doesn't know what his staff is doing. Too much is being made of this issue. Comment on that?
Well, some people might think it's too much, and some people might think it's completely unwarranted sort of micromanaging of the university system. Someone pointed out to me, I hadn't thought about it this way, that he regularly goes after his critics. So he first went after the unions, and then he went after the trial lawyers in the omnibus tort reform bill, and now he's going after the liberals on the university campus. And I think I can support that position a little bit.
The governor also said over the last couple of days, what he thinks is the more important debate is the autonomy, the public authority that he is proposing for the University of Wisconsin system, not this miscommunication. Thoughts on that?
Well, the miscommunication and the authority are sort of lockstep reforms. The authority is a sort of an attempt to make a public institution more look and act and feel more like a private institution. I liken a little bit to the Port Authority out in on the East Coast. And the mission statement also hints that he wants to he's less supportive of the public interest and more supportive of the private interest. So these are similar reforms, and they need to be looked at very carefully.
And again, when obviously, as a University of Wisconsin Extension employee, I would be affected by any budget cuts to the University of Wisconsin. Also would be affected by potential budget cuts to the state agency, the Educational Communications Board, which is one of the partners that operates Wisconsin Public Radio and funds.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Public Radio and TV are, as you mentioned, Mary, closely linked to the Wisconsin Idea, and the governor's budget seeks to cut $5 million from the ECB budget over the next 2 years.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned that, Joy, because $5 million is a lot of money, Your radio system was born on the UW campus, and it was born during this era of progressive reforms in the Wisconsin Idea. I mean, you're called the Ideas Network for a reason. And my mother-in-law once told me that when she was a little girl in the 30s and 40s in rural Wisconsin, in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin, her classroom would sit to attention and someone would turn on the radio. And sometimes, like a biology professor at the university or some scientist would beam right into their classrooms and give them a class, and that was a regular activity that spread the Wisconsin Idea out to the rural areas of the state. And I was quite charmed by that idea, and you guys have been a big upholder of that tradition.
Yeah, and we hope that our programs that we do now are beamed right into people's homes and cars as well, and that there is certainly some educational benefit from it. The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, yes, indeed, takes its name from the Wisconsin Idea. Ray in Platteville is with us. Hello, Ray.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to voice my opinion. With regard to the Wisconsin Idea and the editing out of the Wisconsin Idea, it was clearly a manipulation on the part of the governor. He is a micromanager. He does know what's going on. It's part of his profile of the Teflon Don or the Teflon governor. He's always been able to get out of these things and not have them stick and blame them on his staff or something else. But I think this time it's going to stick. It is deliberate. It fits his profile. He doesn't see the university system and the Wisconsin Idea going back to Van Hise and the sifting and winnowing and the truth. The truth's abhorrent to him, it seems. And he sees the university as a workforce designed to serve his vision of the corporate state. not necessarily a part of a system that's devotes maybe one third of the credit hours to general education, to enlightenment, which is the best part probably of a university education. But also the university does fulfill its mission. It does create very good jobs. And again, it's not to serve the people like the Wisconsin Ideal would do, but mainly to serve the corporate state.
A comment on that, Mary?
Well, I think that's a pretty strong analysis.
Then we will move on to Mark in Waukesha. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. Just calling in to you had made a comment, Joy, about the university system losing a star professor who was considering going to Madison. That's kind of what we're seeing on the state employee level. A lot of the star employees that I work with have left, retired, left for Minnesota, Illinois, and it's dangerous. And I don't think Wisconsinites really want this, but this is there's a lot more carryover than simply Act 10 and busting down unions. There's a lack of respect for state employees, and it's long-term I see as being very, very dangerous. I'll take my comments off there.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Do you have any further comment on that, Mary?
No, I don't. But, you know, it sort of makes me wonder what else is in this budget. It is 1,900 pages. People really need to take a hard look at it. I haven't read all 1,900 pages myself. I did find this on page 546 if you want to go see it yourself. And the budget can be found on the legislative website, which is legis.wisconsin.gov. And I hope people will take a look.
Yeah. I did also post a copy of the entire budget on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page as well. Let me, though, if you would, comment on polls that show Governor Walker, you know, number one or close to number one among the potential GOP presidential candidates. And he's considered a pretty savvy politician. Is this maybe indeed he knows exactly what he's doing?
That's a very good question. So I have been amazed at some of the national coverage of this guy as a fresh face, because people in Wisconsin know that he's been a career politician practically his entire life. And not only has he been a career politician his entire life, but from day one when he was elected to the governorship, he's been under criminal investigation. He walked in the door with the shadow of potentially illegal campaign financing going on in his office while he was Milwaukee County executive. So, you know, to me, he looks like a typical politician, and he's also ushered in this state, he's ushered in a sort of out-of-state agenda. He and the leadership at the legislature have passed dozens and dozens of bills that are taken from the American Legislative Exchange Council's playbook. They've brought in big outside money, the Koch brothers money, Wisconsin Club for Growth money, and other big national entities have come in to back up this agenda. So to me, this is not fresh. This is sort of lockstep, extreme right behavior, and one of the top goals of this kind of behavior is to privatize the state. And this Port Authority idea for the university, the attack on the Wisconsin idea, the attack on public sector workers are all part of this extreme out-of-state agenda.
Amy in Cashton is with us. Hello, Amy.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out that I think it reveals this huge misunderstanding of the purpose of a university, and the idea that he looked at those words in the Wisconsin Idea and didn't understand that right there is exactly what employers in this state want. Those are the career readiness skills, and putting that word in takes away the broadness of these researching and thinking and problem-solving skills that our employers need. And I would hate that he would narrow the focus of the university, and I think that would actually hurt employers in the long run. So thank you for giving me a chance to make that comment.
Yeah, thanks very much, Amy. So, we'll get our guest to react to that, and we'll take more of your calls as well. After we check the latest news, we're going to hear news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then continue talking about the Wisconsin Idea and the controversy over Governor Scott Walker attempting to remove the Wisconsin idea out of the University of Wisconsin's mission in his proposed state budget. He says it was a miscommunication. We are talking with Mary Batari. She is the deputy director at the Center for Media and Democracy, which first reported the major changes to the University of Wisconsin system's mission statement. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In this hour, we are talking about the politics and the philosophy surrounding the Wisconsin idea with a guest from the group that first discovered the edit removing the Wisconsin idea from the University of Wisconsin's mission in the state budget when it was unveiled this week. Governor Walker blames the change on a communication error with his budget staff. He says he just wanted to add wording into the university's mission about workforce readiness. He says that the Wisconsin idea will not be removed from state statutes. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Mary Batari. She is deputy director at the Center for Media and Democracy, which first reported this change to the University of Wisconsin system's mission statement. We had a caller just before our news break who said that the mission of the university does include making sure students are ready to work, because businesses want students who are problem solvers and critical thinkers, and to assume that the university isn't meeting those needs is ridiculous. Mary?
Well, there's a lot of things we could do to prepare our kids for the workforce, and the university is actually engaging in a lot of them. There are efforts to boost manufacturing coming out of the university. There are efforts to create career ladders within various manufacturing sectors coming out of the university, and the wonderful Center on Wisconsin Strategy that's in the sociology department over there. We need more nurses in this state. All these things take investment. They don't take divestment. So what the governor's proposing, slashing $300 million, is really a bad way to go, especially when about a year ago I did an analysis of his economic development agency, WEDIC, and I wanted to take a really hard look at how many actual jobs WEDIC had created, his privatized economic development agency had created over 2 years. So I took a two-year snapshot. I went through all their data, which, let me tell you, is very confusing on their website. I consulted some experts, and I found that after 2 years, it had only created 5,000 jobs, okay? So, and that's, not a lot for $200 million. So the governor might learn some things from the university if he went up there and started talking to economists and workforce development people about how you need to invest in infrastructure, invest in weatherization, invest in actual concrete jobs to lift people's economy.
Matthew on Facebook says, sarcastically, "So this scandal is about some stupid mission statement that most people probably knew nothing about, and how it was proposed to be changed and what role the governor had in that, that in the end didn't end up getting changed anyways. Yes, impeach him, throw him in jail for life. How can we as Wisconsinites ever recover from this unspeakable tragedy?"
Well, the scandal is not that he axed out the Wisconsin idea. The scandal is that he lied by omission by not telling people about it in his 30-minute address the night before. And he, twisted the truth when he was caught out. His excuses have changed over the time, from drafting error to mistakes to, who knew about it, my staff, this sort of thing. But it's clear from the type of person that he is, the type of micromanager he is, the importance of this budget as he enters the national arena, that this wasn't a mistake. It was just something that was caught out.
Let's go next to Joanne in Hudson. Hello, Joanne.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about Wisconsin Public Radio not only servicing the rural areas of the state, but us here along the border with Minnesota, where we get no Wisconsin news other than through Wisconsin Public Radio. It'd be a shame to see this be harmed in any way.
Thank you very much, Joanne. You want to debate her, Mary?
Not at all. But I do want to say the cuts to Wisconsin Public Radio are fitting in with the sort of, you know, lockstep pattern. They're against public radio. They're against broadband. They're against renewable energy. The governor has an attack on renewables and on windmills also in this budget. And this this agenda comes straight from the American Legislative Exchange Council. Walker passed the ALEC voter ID bill. It made it harder for 300,000 Wisconsinites to vote, including specifically made it harder for college students to vote. In this budget, he promotes vouchers. This is straight out of the American Legislative Exchange Council's playbook. And it's an effort to privatize K-12 education so that corporations can cash in on kids. He also passed all sorts of attacks on the consumer interest by making it harder for people to go to court to hold corporations accountable for when their loved ones are injured or killed by products or services. So this is really an out-of-state agenda, and I think the last time I was on your show, Joy, was when we launched the ALEC Exposed Project in 2011, and mm-hmm. we house all those bills, and we explore that agenda at alecexposed.org.
Is there any ALEC connection to the proposal to make the University of Wisconsin a public authority?
Not that I have found yet, but it's probably going to come straight from Wisconsin, become an ALEC model bill. But this type of thing of privatizing institutions or trying to make public institutions like WEDIC slightly privatized is very high on the ALEC wish list. Only through privatization can corporations make these profits. So it is a constant theme of theirs, and it's going to be a constant theme of their new institution, which is the American City and County Exchange. ALEC has now spun off a local level group that's going to be pursuing privatization, right to work, and these kinds of agenda items at the local level as well.
Next we go to Brent in Shatek. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm just calling to say, I'm a teacher and I'm also a small business owner. And I think what's going to protect Walker is the fact that he has tied himself to the property tax. And everyone feels warm and fuzzy about the fact that their property tax is going to be the same or lower. And as an educator, we've worked really hard to make sure that these cuts have not affected the students. And I think that these cuts are going to continually come until the everyday person feels them in their daily life. And that's the scary thing, is how far is he going to cut until the everyday person feels it in their daily life?
Mm-hmm. Mary?
Yeah, the impact is being felt, but it's broader in a sense. You know, that we're 32nd and last in the region, actually. Last I checked, 9 out of 10th in the region in new job creation means that his policies are really weighing the state down. Whether you can directly attach them to your life or not, it is a weight on the state, and the cuts to the university are going to make it worse. The university is an engine for job creation in the state. The employment of all those people at the university lifts the employment of everyone in the state. And there's no reason for these cuts. Even the Wisconsin State Journal calls them a self-inflicted wound.
You know, former Democratic Party Chair Joe Winicky, former state lawmaker, was on this program recently, and he said that Governor Walker, I guess, needs a villain to rile his base up. And he said in the past it was teachers in public education. Now it's those, I guess, egg-headed professors. What do you think of that?
Well, that certainly was how he first pitched the budget cuts. I mean, he certainly pitched, went straight at the heart of those professors who every once in a while get to take a sabbatical or a little time off. So that does fit his MO. Unfortunately, whatever you think about college professors, these cuts are going to hit the students the hardest. And the UW is going to be able to serve fewer students than ever before when you're taking away, 13% of their budget?
Yes. Matthew on Facebook says, the UW mission statement isn't important. Most people didn't know about it, so therefore he thinks it's a non-issue. Who cares about this issue, Mary?
Well, our Facebook page and our Twitter accounts blew up when we first printed this at PR Watch. I think a lot of people care about the Wisconsin idea, a lot of graduates in the state, a lot of kids, and my daughter is 11 years old. She was taught about the Wisconsin idea in school. So it was clamor. I mean, our article was immediately picked up by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the State Journal and newspapers across the state and editorial boards across the state. This clamor was heard by the Walker administration, and they quickly started walking it back. They did a little clumsily, but they started walking it back because they understood that they had really touched off a fight that perhaps they didn't want to have or weren't ready for.
So do you think that this story is over?
I think it's yet to be seen. He's still on the national stage. He's still campaigning. This was picked up by the Washington Post. It hasn't been picked up by a lot of other media outlets. My colleague Lisa Graves was on MSNBC last night, so those are two national media outlets. One of the questions is, you know, some people called it a bumble or a major stumble. Is this kind of behavior going to continue while he's on the national scene? And that's yet to be seen.
Yeah, and just a minute to go, Matthew also wanted to know if anybody outside Wisconsin will care if this comes up during the presidential campaign.
Well, it goes to the character issue. Mm-hmm. The guy has been under investigation nonstop for 4 years at two different criminal lawsuits. He was caught out this week pretty much lying about the situation from my perspective. And, I think that's going to be relevant to a lot of voters who have never heard about Scott Walker before.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mary Battari is Deputy Director of the Center for Media and Democracy. First reported these attempted changes to the University of Wisconsin System's mission statement, removing a language that is core to the Wisconsin idea. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Caleb Lato, and to Christy Taylor for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We have a special state budget edition of the Week in Review coming up. We'll talk with a couple of former state senators who know what a state budget process is like. Former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz and Democrat Bob Jelk will join us for our Week in Review coming up after the news. On Monday on the State Capitol Report, we will hear from Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson on the latest on the budget process. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.